Larry Magid, CBS News Tech Talk. Some Twitter users who have criticized or mocked the president have complained that President Trump has blocked them from accessing his Twitter feed and are arguing that it's a violation of their First Amendment rights. We're talking about the Real Donald Trump Twitter account, which the president set up long before he was elected. As president, he also has access to @POTUS, but the Knight First Amendment Institute argues that even the Real Donald Trump account is essentially a public forum in which the president shares his thoughts and decisions as president, where millions of people respond, ask questions, and sometimes have those questions answered. As the tweeter-in-chief, the president's Twitter account, including his personal one, is a place where he proposes and discusses policy, and sometimes even announces appointments. And the White House has acknowledged that the president's tweets are official presidential statements, which does make it seem like a public forum. Larry Magid, CBS News.